The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go crazy. Go crazy. Best Go Crazy Ever seltzer was said by who?
Hey, is this a bad song?
No, this is a good one. This is one of his five good ones.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. So if this is a good song, then how is it the guy who sings it and wrote it and plays all the instruments and stuff on it is bad?
Well, I didn't say he's bad. I just said you guys overrate him. How about that?
You're out of your mind.
I mean, he's got five or six fantastic songs, and after that, I couldn't
fantastic
care less.
Fantastic song. If he has five or six fantastic songs,
doesn't make him a top five or ten artist of all time. Give me the Stones. Give me the Who. Give me Zeppelin. Give me Tupac. Give me Sinatra. Give me Taylor Swift.
Sinatra didn't even write his own song.
Doesn't matter.
Sinatra sang Gershwin and stuff like that.
The song is his voice. Sinatra. The summer wind.
I really appreciate that you just included Taylor Swift in that, though.
Heck yeah, Taylor's in that.
You're changing.
She's
you're
in.
Growing.
She is in the MJ John Lennon category.
See, you
Taylor
finally
Swift.
Admit it.
Paul
I remember
McCartney.
When we first started this show, I mentioned her as one of the greatest of all time, and you guys pushed back on
things
that.
Things have changed in the last 2 years.
Oh,
I mean,
geez, sure. I wonder what.
Yeah, she's still on tour. She's been on tour for 17
years. Oh, that's what it has to do with.
Devin, when will this tour end?
Literally this weekend.
It
literally
does?
Yes, it is the last weekend, I think,
really?
In Vancouver.
And
yeah.
Now what?
Now, I guess she'll just be at Chiefs games.
She's going to settle down.
Yeah? Oh, is that so? Do you think Travis plays better or worse?
I don't know. He has
this
a long
he was
normally, super great.
This
has
time
he?
Of year,
I
normally
think this
time
is his
of
last year,
year
right?
Yeah. He picks it up. Normally, this time of year, there's an uptick. Last year, you know, it was a little bit pedestrian during the regular season. And this time of year, things really got going. He and Patrick Mahomes started clicking at an exorbitant rate last year at this time.
But he could do the
Can
strike while the
iron.
I think this is the strike while the iron's hot, like Jason did.
Yeah,
getting off the stage and getting on a bigger stage.
Oh yeah,
in
He's gonna be famous.
I mean, if Jason makes all the money he makes, think how much more Travis will make.
Yeah.
By the way, Jack Buck.
Correct. Go crazy, St. Louis.
Damn straight,
James. Well done by you, Ozzie Smith home run. That was my question like 5 minutes ago. All right, I have a quick thing I got to get off my chest. I'm curious if anyone else has this issue in the last couple days, and if you're annoyed. I hope I'm not the only, well, no, I hope I am the only person, but I don't think I will be. Frustrated. Have you guys been irritated by the iPhone change, the update in the
What's
last couple
change?
Days?
Huh? I have an update at my phone.
So it'll probably be coming your way soon. Yeah. I don't quite know how to describe it other than, you know, like things are just a little different.
Or wonky.
And I know we normally get used to these, like the pictures.
It's very different.
You're noticing this.
Wait, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
I've noticed a major reconfiguration.
Yeah. I haven't noticed it much. Did you guys not update for a while or something? Or is
no.
Because I did the update. I didn't notice it being that different.
It came into me a couple days ago.
What
so.
Was that sound that just came out of him? Could you re-examine that, Jimmy?
Squeaky squeak?
Absolutely. Yeah, sure.
Definitely try to get that as soon as possible. That was strange,
All right.
Wow. Where did he get this?
Yeah, we get it.
The effrontery.
All right.
Wow.
Take caution in your tone.
You'd have to have tone to not do. Anyway, Sorry.
Here we go. The right. once a week that's, where Joe remembers he's got a soundboard.
Yeah. I do.
That's sort of tough.
So, I don't know. So, John, I'm glad you're with me. I mean, I wish for you weren't, but my point is there's something about this iPhone change. I know pictures, when I go back and look at pictures, like the screen gets small and you got to hit it.
Oh, I did notice that is annoying. Is it, I noticed right? that. Yes, you're
it's,
right.
It's the more pictures disruptive. Are annoying.
I agree with you.
It's more disruptive
that.
Than most updates in the visual capacity.
Yeah.
Like, it's changing my world around.
No.
And there was another thing. I have no idea. Even my texts were different, and a text was set aside from all the other ones. A group text with my family was set aside above all the other ones.
Well, you might have pinned it by mistake. Yeah, that's not an update.
That's an accident.
Did it by mistake.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just be aware.
I can show you how to change.
If this hasn't come your way yet,
it
may be coming to you soon.
That was just this time.
Yeah. All right. Let's get some calls in here. But yeah,
it's good though. That was like our science and technology segment right there.
And we're aligned, you and me.
As usual.
We are up.
Technology.
Very, very rare.
To date with what's current, guys.
All right, let's get to, and we covered Taylor Swift also. Let's get to Chuck right now, Mount Airy. Chuck, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, morning team. How you doing?
Chuck!
Hey.
Awesome.
What's up, Doc?
Nope, doesn't work.
It's way it was
rich. Doesn't work. It's a bad drop.
It works
drop.
If John wasn't talking.
It's
it would work.
It's a bad drop.
It's not a bad drop.
It is.
It's Clad's Bug Bunny.
Why
it's
not
good.
Have been good?
Because, look, I never know when you're about to talk. You typically do. I was trying to sneak it in there without you doing that, and I give him the Bugs Bunny. I think it's, we all grew up on bugs. I don't love bugs.
But why
it's
was
just
that
not a great job.
Right there?
It's like,
because someone says hi, and I say,
what's up, Doc?
It's a way to say hi back. Hello, Chuck.
I told you, Joe, stop hitting that stupid drop.
Chuck gets it. Chuck gets it.
It did seem kind
of... What you talking about, Willis?
Don't give me that nonsense, Chuck.
It didn't work well.
All right, Chuck.
Get another one, Joe.
Chuck, what do you got? I'll give you one more. I want Joel Embiid. Here's what I want for Joel Embiid.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
All right, that's what I want from Joel. I want one more. Here we go.
Enough is enough. Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go.
All right. Joe, this sounds dumb now. You're taking us on this meandering tour of just words.
Don't go there with me.
There's
don't
no rhyme or reason.
That one was perfect.
All right, Chuck, what do you got, man?
Well, let me talk and you continue to play these dumb drops.
You better start talking,
Chuck,
man.
Chuck, I apologize. Please. Please enlighten Joe.
He's like school on Sunday. No class at all. Not
class.
Amen. Yeah.
Come on, man.
I know. I'm surviving
won
this.
Straight games.
Yeah.
All right. 8 in a row, Chuck. What do you got?
They're playing all right.
I guarantee you the Sixers. If they start winning, Joel will come back. I guarantee you that. But let me say this real quick. You guys let Ross suck off the hook, man. You know, he said some of the ridiculous things I've ever heard. You know, he said that, if Saquon breaks the record in 17 games, it won't be as much of an accomplishment. It still would be an accomplishment because, that's a record that stayed for 40 years.
It's still an
amazing, but it would be one extra game. It's just factual.
It's just different. Chuck,
it's different.
I actually think he will break it. Prior to 16,
that's going
to
be hard, John.
In 16, I think he can do it. I know it's hard.
That's
Joe. Do you know how much the Carolina Panthers are giving up rushing per game? Like 170 yards per game.
There's things I follow in life, and there's things I don't. How many yards the Carolina Panthers give up? Are one of those things I don't follow.
166.8 per game.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Right when LeBron James broke that record with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he did it in 21 seasons. Green played 20 seasons, but he still broke that record. When you look at that record, you see LeBron holds the record. That's all that matters. Mm-hmm. They're going to go to 18 games anyway, the NFL, in a few years or a year or
look,
two.
Chuck,
like
Chuck,
so
clearly.
You have to average 151 and a half over the four games
that's
to
tough.
Get there in 16.
That's tough. And Chuck, to your point, like, Ross wasn't saying it's not a tremendous accomplishment. He just would view it different probably than some people. Like, obviously, where this is most notable in sports history was when Hank Aaron passed.
Maris first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. My fault. I had the wrong home run announcement.
It was with Maris.
When Roger Maris passed Babe Ruth's record. And, of course, an asterisk was put in the rule book. And
asterisk.
And
you have trouble with that word?
I always have.
It's an old joke on the show.
Asterisk?
Yes.
Asterisk.
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 I know. It's asterisk.
Chuck,
asterisk.
Chuck, should there be an asterisk?
Asterisk. Asterisk.
Chuck?
They continue to add games to the season, so it doesn't matter. But this defense, I'm going to tell you about this defense real quick, right? This defense is so good that they don't even have to sell out to stop the run. That's why this defense is so dominant. Jalen Carter is just an amazing person on this defense. I tell you, and I said at the beginning, yeah, if he played well, this whole defense would be great. This guy, these four guys should stop the run without even having to move the secondary out of place. You know, so now these guys are in the back end. It's still covering coverage. And then you got these guys in the front. You know, you can't
even
move them.
They are getting, but Chuck, they are also getting nice run support from the back end. Those guys tackle, which, you know, not every error.
I watched the film yesterday, and they don't even need to sell out to stop the run. They don't, sometimes Van Jo does different things, but their front four is playing so dynamic right now. They don't have to do that. That's why this defense is so hard to score the ball on it, because you can't pass.
No,
on
I hear you.
You can't run on them because the guys are not out of place.
All right, Chuck, give me a big answer for a great female character from the 90s in a movie.
This lady went on a run. She started with, the 90s. It was Ghost. And then she went on to Bigger and Better Things, Sister Act. I say Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay, well, seriously, I'll put you down for Whoopi in Ghost. And she was really great in that.
I think she won an Oscar for that, right?
She won Best Supporting Actress for that. Yeah, Whoopi in Ghost was a big thing. By the way, he just mentioned Fangio. Big thing from Sunday. Now, it didn't prevent the Eagles from winning because they won anyway. But obviously, we all saw Jalen Carter getting held and held and held. It was ridiculous. Here's an exchange, reporters yesterday with Vic Fangio on that topic.
It seems like Jalen's been getting held quite a bit. Is there anything you guys can do to help him get some calls?
I don't know. You got any ideas?
I don't know.
There was one play in particular where he was grossly held and pulled to the ground.
I love this.
And,
guy.
You know, there was no call. So... Wow. Yes, and I don't know what we can do
I
about
love him.
I love him, too. I love him.
I can't believe he said that. I've never, ever, ever
heard a coach actually say
grossly
it.
Held.
I've never heard a coach say it. The coaches get asked about it, and they always say, hey, we're not.
He's not going to get fined, though. He's not going to get fined. The way he framed it, he wasn't critical of the refs.
It was
he just pointed out the guy was grossly held. It was really brilliant.
He didn't say it was a bad call.
No, he didn't.
He didn't go ahead. It was grossly held.
Yeah, he's grossly held.
He really is grossly held.
Let me give you the good news. Let me give you the good news on this topic. I really believe how much it's been discussed
100%.
In the last 3 or 4 days is going to help the Eagles get calls on
Without
Sunday.
Without a doubt.
I really believe
People are talking
that.
About it. They're showing packages on shows and stuff. Like that is the type of stuff that gets guys calls.
Yeah, so I like that. All right, let's get to some
and
audio.
Not just... for this game.
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully
not. No, I'm telling you, for Jalen Carter, he's getting such a name. He's making such a name for himself. Yeah. And it's with great reason. It's not just talk. It's not just the way you say things or whatever. He's getting held because he's beating not just single blocks. He's beating double teams.
But being a second-year player may be hurting him to get calls.
I think that's part of it. Yeah. I think
Aaron
that's part
Donald
of it.
Probably but gets more calls
absolutely.
5 years ago. Than
absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think moving forward, this is a good thing, too, because the notoriety that comes with, hey, just the awareness that this guy's getting held, he will get some of those calls going both ways, you know, moving forward.
I agree.
Which is great for us. We have a future budding star. And star is like...
Well, he's already a star.
This is next level star. This is the type of guy who's elite of elite. Like top three guy
I get it,
in
man.
The league type.
Well, let's remember this. We never should lose sight of this. If not for the accident down in Georgia, which he was part of the whole situation... If not for that, he's probably the number one overall pick in the draft.
Or if nothing else, like two or three after a quarterback goes or whatever. Certainly not nine.
I saw something one time, and it was really fascinating. There was a breakdown over decades. The number of Hall of Famers that are taken in the top five exceeds the number of Hall of Famers taken from 6 to 10.
Sure. It's not even close.
It's a big difference. And he would have been a top five player. All right.
You can see it. This is distinctively in the way that he plays a top five player.
All right, let's get to some audio of Jalen Hurts. So he was asked Sunday about momentum. This was after the game, and we haven't played this audio yet, but it's like a lot of answers are from Jalen. I'm going to give you two words to describe how I view this answer. One, strange. Two, interesting. A lot of what he says is strange in that he views things and speaks about things different than most. But it's also interesting because his perspective a lot of times is fascinating. So momentum is something we've all talked a million times about in sports. We talk more about it in sports than like life, but it's part of life. But it's really a huge part of sports. They'll say in hockey, the ice is tilted. which means, like, you know, for 5 minutes or 3 minutes or 10 minutes, you're dominating the action, and the puck's down there. It ain't coming up this way. It's going down there. All right. We always talk about momentum in sports. Jalen Hurts, not really a believer in it. Here's Hurts the other day. Strange, but perhaps wise. Definitely interesting on momentum.
I don't believe in momentum. You know, it's merely a facade. You know, it can begin and end at any moment. And you just got to reassess everything for what it is and continue to strive to be the best team that we can be. You know, it's not about, you know, trying to be better than another team or trying to up them in this area or whatever. It's just about aggressively trying to pursue our best self as a team. And that takes the proper obedience. It takes good discipline. It takes a commitment from everyone around to doing, you know, what the team envisions. And so it's a day-by-day journey, and that I enjoy the journey more than anything as a quarterback, as a leader, as a man, and just keep on pushing.
All right, quintessential Jalen. Quintessential.
Jalen answer of all time.
It's giving Mike Tyson on legacy.
That's what we need the two of them together. Yeah.
Quintessential Jalen
Hurts.
We've
never had an athlete who talks like this.
But he might be right.
Oh, I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying we've never had someone who phrases things the way he does and uses the type of colloquialisms and things.
Well, for sure. I don't think anyone ever has.
He has more coach speak. It's more preloaded coach speak than anyone we've ever known because he grew up in the house of a coach on top of
a lot of coaches' sons.
Being coached by a coach who grew up in a house with a coach but who's imposing more coach upon him.
Here's the thing, though, I'll say.
Guys, it's crazy.
The Phillies could not have had more momentum in 2022 and 2023 in the playoffs than they did, and they both hit a brick wall. So I've always believed in momentum, but, like, maybe it's an overrated concept. John, you're the guy that played.
Well, momentum is a thing. Momentum is, there.
But he's right that it can end in one play. He's not wrong about that.
It can. I think sometimes when I hear him say stuff like that, I think he needs to be careful. He needs to be his teammates might start taking him less seriously if he's so serious all the time.
I'm not worried about that
I'm telling
now.
You from my perspective, from a former player's perspective, we all gravitated toward Donovan and appreciated Donovan's lighthearted approach at times. You knew you could depend on
him. But they're used to this at this point.
Up a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
And he's been different this year.
I think so too.
And I'm sure you've heard the same things.
Totally.
That he is a little bit more relaxed.
And BG, without going into great detail, expressed to us recently on the air. Yeah. That things are different, that Jalen's doing some stuff different.
I hope so. This sounded sort of like he might be slipping back into unyielding Jalen.
No, it's just the way he speaks to the media.
It's merely a facade.
I would much prefer him answer that way than kind of talk a little bit too much and give other teams, you know, bulletin board material by saying, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to ride this wave until the Super Bowl. You don't want that. So I appreciate the way he answered that.
It's also his way of keeping them locked in.
Right.
He's saying, like,
I think it's a good message.
I do too.
And they know who he is. Like, they know he's serious and wise.
I'm just telling you.
It's merely a facade. Right. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, let's get to Ken and Cinnaminson. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Interesting, Ken. I'm doing great.
Your answer is you're interesting?
Is that what you just said?
I think it's interesting.
I think it's interesting that everyone thinks it's, like, totally all right to be.
I don't think this is the time to worry about what he says.
I'm not worried. Yeah. I'm not worried. I'm just saying, man, just he really is like a robot sometimes.
It's just different. But he might be right. Is my point. Like, he actually may be right with something that no one else in the world would have answered that way.
Anyway. It's amazing that he can keep it up. He really is consistent with it.
I know.
And I'm amazed. I think his teammates are probably amazed that he.
I think it's definitely who he is. Yeah. All right, Ken, what do you got today, man?
Joe, I could feel Chuck getting infuriated as you played one drop after another.
That's all right. Actually
pretty funny. Listen, I want to talk a little bit about. Somebody mentioned about old school football, and I know John has alluded to this. A lot over the past couple of years about this whole return to the running game. we had a conversation when you guys were on the Midday Show probably 6 or 7 years ago about the NFL adapting to the quarterback talent coming out of college and ultimately winding up looking a lot like college offenses because of all the all the running quarterbacks that were being developed in college. And we're there now. And I think this is also a product of what the passing game in the NFL over the last 20 years has done to how college coaches are developing
talent. That's interesting.
Ben, the thing that's crazy, when I was just recently retired, and so we're talking like 2007, 2008 from playing, and I was doing college games and Joe Flacco was playing, the college offenses were such that everyone was doing the ride and decide, the zone read to start every single snap. Every college quarterback was in the shotgun with a back offset where he was putting the ball in that back's gut and doing the ride and decide.
But the quarterbacks taken in the draft were still being developed to be Stafford's and what Flacco became in the pros.
Some.
15 years Flacco, ago, sure, Matt Ryan,
but,
all those guys.
Flacco's offense in college was, he was doing that. He's in the shotgun.
Yeah.
The ride and decide where he's doing the pull read, he's keeping it. But he was running it for touchdowns.
I think Cam Newton is the guy, probably more than anyone, that
succeeded and then showed everyone the toll.
And I'd also say Chip Kelly coming to the pros changed pro football. Even though it flamed out here, he showed that style, not the pace, but the style of play. That
everyone always said it would fail. He came in and did it anyway, and it worked.
It did. Until it didn't.
And everyone
said,
wait a second. Did I see that right?
Yeah.
I was told my whole life that everything except a drop back quarterback was going to fail.
Look, I would have loved to have seen Tommy Frazier in the pros be able to do what he did at Nebraska. No one gave him, I don't know, maybe he got a tryout. I don't remember. But I remember in the mid-90s, Tommy Frazier could not be stopped in college football. Couldn't be stopped. Just couldn't be stopped. And then in the pros, it was nothing.
Well, and it was also, you like...
Did he even...
I have no idea.
I don't remember what happened to Tommy Frazier at all.
But I mean that guy was...
Nebraska.
He was a
machine. I don't remember his NFL opportunity.
I don't either.
In any way. Like, where did he try out?
But here's the point, John. If he did get a tryout, chances are the coach probably said, we want you to drop back, pro-style offense, because that's what everybody used to do.
Well, you know, even Rich Gannon, who went to Delaware, where they back then were still doing Tubby Raymond's Delaware wing tee.
Right.
So Rich Gannon was running the misdirection offense, which was a run-based offense. They wanted to make him a DB when he was drafted by the Patriots, I think it was.
I think it was the Patriots.
He was, I think they wanted to make him a safety or something like that because he ran a 4.4 or a 4.3 in the 40.
Yep. All right, Ken, we got to move, man. Give me quickly your point of the golden at bat.
Look, you might as well just, you know, admit the Savannah Bananas into Major League Baseball if you're going to start doing stuff like this. It's stupid.
It's garbage.
Let's just go to T-ball rules. Everybody bats, no outs.
I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm concerned that the commissioner has floated it publicly through leaks. That concerns me. Because, Ken, I'll say this. A lot of times when these things get floated, they don't get implemented. But the NBA, about 3 or 4 years ago, started floating that we're going to do an in-season tournament, and people are like, wait, why? That sounds stupid. And it's still stupid, but they do it. I mean, it's just stupid. Who gives a rat's hiney?
Well, this is way dumber.
I don't know, James. Well, this is probably dumber, but the...
It's dumber, because, I mean, they want you to care about it, but we don't have to care. It's just games. It's just NBA games. Like, yes, it's a dumb cut, but it doesn't actually impact the season in any way. They're just games. This changes the sport.
No, it does. All right, Ken, I need an answer. Best female 90s character.
Well, I can't win, so I'm going to go with the underrated Quentin Tarantino film, True Romance. You got Alabama and True Romance.
You got it, Ken. Appreciate the phone call. All right, Sixers won last night, which is good. Of course, they won without Embiid, which is not good that he's still not playing. So, John, Jokic had another one of those games last night. He's one of those games every game.
Another one of his games that he just always has.
Yeah.
His every game is
here we
his...
go. Last night. Now, this is the rare not triple-double for Jokic. But 38 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, 5 steals, 3 three-pointers. Jokic, just another day at the office.
Yeah,
he's
headed
to his
excellent.
Fourth MVP, by the way. He's got three in the back pocket, and he's probably going to get a fourth this year.
And Joel has played 4.
Rhea, was it 4 yesterday? The count on Joel games?
He's missed. Well, that was his 5th in a row.
Yeah.
No, how many has he played?
Oh, played 4.
4, yeah. And I think it is 5 total minutes of Joel, Paul George, and Maxie together. I believe it's 5 minutes.
So they'll be ready.
What a disaster.
Has Daryl Morey spoken yet?
Listen, that's brutal. Hey, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. Both are brought to us, of course, by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverados. Silverado EVs together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. So I got the poll results in front of me. The first, will the Phil sign Juan Soto? Yes or no? John, how do you think people voted on this?
Oh, man.
Well, James made them feel so hopeful about it.
I'm wondering how much the point whatever percent that Jimmy predicted is influencing folks, because it really did put a dash on my hopes. 20% think?
12% So, bleak. James, to your point, if the Phillies knew they weren't going to sign him, they've done a good job of making sure the fans know they're not going to sign
him. Yeah, and I think that was the intent.
Smart.
But
it is smart.
Counterpoint, if they are, they've done a good job of making other teams assume that they are not contenders.
Sure. Yeah, super secret signing.
Chess, not checkers.
Very unlikely.
James, I'm just being wishful here.
Yeah, no, I get it. James, do you think Soto not being here is more about, likely not being here? Soto doesn't want to be here? Like, do you think the Phillies don't want to give him? And I'm not saying it's crazy to not want to give him $600
million. Yeah, Middleton spent a lot of money on
it. I mean, Trey Turner looks like a disaster.
A disaster. No, I agree.
Million.
I agree.
So
I think it's probably some of both, but I think it's more that they knew where the market was going to be, and they were like, listen, I don't think we're going to go to $650 million or whatever, if I had to guess.
Let me ask you this question, because we talk about moves that could energize the fans. I mean, the most important thing is to improve the team, but I think there's a little bit of something to be said for getting people stoked. So is Trout,
if the
Angels pick up a huge portion of Trout's remaining, and tell me what it is, James, probably $300 million he's still
owed. Yeah, something like that. I mean, and maybe probably less than that. Right. I think it was like $430 when Harper signed. So it was what, 6 years ago?
Let's just hypothetically say the Angels pick up 60% of what's remaining. Would that excite Phillies fans?
That excites me.
Well, but he also might only play 60 games.
Like, but
people know that.
That he can't even function as a baseball player
because
of the injuries and things like that.
You remember last year it was a 6-week injury at the beginning of the season?
He said what, James?
Remember last year was the beginning of the season. They said it was a 6-week meniscus injury. He didn't play again.
No.
Like, he didn't touch the field again last year. Like, I have zero faith in Mike Trout moving forward as a baseball player.
So you would really not be interested?
If it costs nothing,
sure,
I'll take a shot on it. But, like, I do not expect Mike Trout to be on the field much the rest of his career.
Yeah. So you don't think he plays 100 games probably ever again?
100 games isn't many, but 100 games. I don't expect him to play 100 games in a season again.
That's what I meant,
in a season. Yeah, I wouldn't expect
it. Maybe if he played here, it could give him the boost he needs.
The body's the body,
the
man.
Body, yeah.
I understand.
The body's the body. All right, second poll question, the golden at-bat rule. If you don't know what it is, here's the way James framed it in the question. Should MLB have the golden at-bat rule, they're talking about it, where a manager can choose any player, even if he's already in the lineup, to pinch hit at any point one time in the game? So yes or no on this one. John, how do you think people voted on this one?
40% say yes.
12% want it.
Oh, my gosh.
12% on both polls.
That's 12% that too impossible. Much on that one.
Yeah. That seems impossible to me.
Why? It's a horrible idea.
It's pretty
it's
bad.
A dumb
12%
idea.
On both polls is what's impossible.
Yeah, now that's an oddity. A space oddity, as David Bowie would say. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to, where are we going? Let's go to Sarah in Washington Township. Hi,
you're
Sarah.
You're a space oddity.
Dude, I'm a land oddity.
You're right. Yeah. Space and land. Not water. Not so much water. By the way, he's not going to go out in the water and be knotted.
Sarah, hang on one moment, please. Hang on. I need to ask Sarah to hang on because
especially in clemency, there's no way you'd catch him.
I'm going to give you something that made my day today. Now, I'm going to keep the name private, but I met with someone this week, and I found this to be
And so this made your day today?
Made my day today. So I met with someone earlier this week.
This sounds secretive.
I'm going to keep the name private, but here's what I'm getting at. I think you'll find this cool. I found it cool. It made my day, so far at least. Mm. So I met with someone back in the late 1990s, and he did it as a favor. I don't remember. I honestly don't remember how we met, and this person doesn't remember how we met.
This sounds weird right from the get-go. I met with someone in the mid-90s?
Late 90s.
Sorry, in the late
90s. Come on, Richie, keep up.
John, when we finished our lunch the other day, he referenced that he may have the calendar date that we met because it coincided with something. I said to him, I remember the same thing. Something happened in Philadelphia Sports that day. And he's like, you know, it's interesting. I have the calendar from that year. And he said, let me see if I have you in my calendar. If I had your name in the, if we can tie it all together. Mm. And so he looked up the day and texted me today, John, read what he wrote in 1998 about me.
Talked with Joe DeCamera as a
favor. That word's favor, as a favor.
Good kid, could see him as WIP morning host someday.
Wow. That's
Shocked
crazy.
With Joe DeCamera as a favor. Good kid, could see him as WIP morning host someday.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's absurd.
That was from 97 or 98, which,
wow.
Is that remarkable?
Yeah. Who wrote
and like
this
so
down?
Specific, not right. even just.
Yeah, WI talking sports or something you would say.
I thought that was really nice.
Who are we
really
talking
cool.
about?
Well, I'm not going to tell you what we're talking about.
Who's the secret person?
Awesome. I'm not going to tell you we're talking about.
Well, I'm assuming whoever it is, like they work in radio or worked in
That's possible.
In radio. That's I'm assuming a random that's, person would say that.
I would say that's a likely assumption.
Yeah.
Yeah. He works in the
I kind of feel like I know
sports,
who this is.
Sports industry. Yeah.
Okay. If I guess, will you say
no. Oh, I absolutely know who it is.
You knock it off. All right, let me go to the phones.
Is that Mama to Camera? Or
that's not my mom. All right, let's.
Wow.
Let's get
it, Jimmy.
Let's get to Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hello. Good morning, guys. I just love that I am talking to you right now. It's the first time I'm calling, and I just love to do this. I listen to you guys all the time, so this is really cool.
That's awesome, Sarah. Thank you.
It's cool for us, Sarah, to talk to you.
Joe, that was your destiny. Look at you.
Well, thank
you. Thank you.
I appreciate
that.
That's
great.
Seems like it, maybe.
Right?
Just like talking to you is fulfilling that same destiny.
We're getting deep
today.
Here.
We are.
We're like Jalen type stuff here. Yeah.
Deep. Yeah, we're in Jalen deep here, right? Jalen is nothing but consistent. You know, if he came out onto a press conference and started popping off, I mean, would his teammates take him seriously and think he was continuing the message that they've been clearly lining up this entire season? You know, he needs to stay on brand with what they're doing, and that's how he is. But it is pretty cool to see him smiling on the sideline. So, you know, there is a little different swagger there that they know, and they know it's important to keep it straight and keep the message what the message is. I mean, if he didn't keep the message what the message was, we would be talking smack about that.
Yeah, well, you know what, Sarah? Here's one thing I really like that he did different this year. While keeping the focus on being focused, he was not as gloom and doom after wins earlier this year when they were winning ugly. Because I felt like he did too much of that last year, and I felt like it was an energy kill. And he may have learned from that. And so it's not like he's saying, let's not be focused for the next game.
Oh, they've sharpened up a lot of that stuff,
you know?
I think.
Yeah, he's smiling. He's having fun, it looks like. Yes. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, because I thought that was a weaker element of his presentation last year, which could affect leadership. It was a drag.
Yeah.
It was a drag.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah, give me a great give me a big time answer. Best female movie character of the 90s.
I hope this hasn't been repeated, but I'm going to go Sigourney Weaver.
In?
In almost anything. I mean,
well, hold on. I'm looking for a character, not an actress. I need a
Ripley.
Wasn't that the 80s?
It's 79, actually. Alien.
Is it that far back?
Yeah.
Alien was made in 79.
1979, Alien.
That's rough.
That's insane.
All right, Sarah. She has struck out. That's a shame. She was off by 2 decades.
I like where her head's at.
Close at all.
That's hard to do. 79.
That's hard to do. You're
it's a good answer.
And
there
answer.
Were, there was probably an
well, it's
alien,
actually a very
like,
bad answer.
Resurrection.
Asking for a 90s.
Well, I just, yeah, I respect that's the actress possible. Choice, but yeah.
All right, give me a great specific. Answer from the early 2000s. Godfather 1! I'm sorry, Sarah. I'm
now
just
you're
joking
just
around.
Being mean-spirited.
I'm being a joker. All right, with that, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
This is the one excited Sixers fan calling in. Let you know for the first time this year. Sixers have won back-to-back games, and to quote Lou Brown from Major League, one more, that is called a winning streak.
That's two in a row. We win one tomorrow, that's called a winning streak. It has happened before.
It's I'm sure.
It might be the best
Love
voice
Lou Brown.
Any character's ever had.
Around.
What a voice.
The one extra game a season I don't think matters when it comes to the rushing title because it's not a rushing league anymore. The extra game kind of cancels out the diminished running game these days. So let's not diminish what Saquon's been doing. We've got a chance at history here. So go Birds!
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to look at it. I mean, there's also the reality that teams aren't geared to stop the run as much as they used to. So there's a lot. But look, I wasn't even thinking about it till Ross said it. So I don't know.
Hey, Joe, don't let them give you any flack. When it's puzzle time.
I was doing a puzzle. Amy was watching a hardcore.
Hold on.
It's puzzle time. I'm here.
Amy was watching it hardcore, he said.
Yeah. He did say
that. Yeah.
He was watching it hardcore.
Yeah, well, some you're
the
really
puzzle?
Focused. Yeah,
I no, was, the she, show, the yeah. show. Oh. He was doing the puzzle while she was watching the show.
Just making sure.
Are you making a porn reference?
No,
sure.
He thought you, she was watching you puzzle hardcore.
No, yeah. I thought he was making a porn
no,
reference.
No. Describing anyone no. watching anything hardcore is a choice.
But would you agree, Devin, that hardcore is usually used about porn?
Yes.
Would you agree that full frontal is usually used about
all right.
nudity?
All right.
Stop yes. answering.
Full frontal has no other meaning other than
I feel I don't like think there this is a any. Trap.
Human nudity.
What else could there be for full frontal? Full frontal.
Full frontal.
Lighting. Full frontal
you
lighting.
Your windows open
My
in your house. You can look in. It's full frontal.
Lighting.
There you go.
God, I love full frontal.
Thank you, thank you, thank you all for finally acknowledging the fact that Joe does not know how to use drops.
What you talking about, Willis?
Please take away or at least disable his drop board. Leave it to James, Joe. He
Hold
knows
on.
What he's doing.
Sir,
it's so here. True.
I have a response.
It's a joke.
I have a response to you, sir.
Get some facts and come back and see me.
Yeah, come on, man. I'm the master of the drop board.
Mm. Only when it's premeditated and the fact remains that you can't sustain the knowledge from the previous day. Like, you don't seem to have the ability to anticipate with the drop
board. Well, I only have so many drops. I don't have 1,000 drops here. I mean,
then why can't you use it more fluidly?
Like, where did he get the effrontery?
I mean, where do you... And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
Oh, really yeah.
Time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, we got to get right to coming up with a winning answer for the best female movie character of the 1990s. So, just to be clear, if you're just tuning in recently, we ourselves took off some big ones, including some Marissa Tomei's character, My Cousin Vinny, Mona Lisa Vito. Marissa Tomei's 60th birthday. Happy birthday to her. So that name was said. Sarah Connor was said by us. Ginger from Casino was said. Marge, what's her name?
What's her name?
Gunderson. Marge Gunderson.
Gunderson. Yeah, I said Hold that. On. I said that.
Ginger. Marissa Tomei's the name is what?
Mona Lisa Vito.
Okay,
okay. Yeah. What do you think I said?
I don't know.
Okay. Here's what was said by the audience. Tell me what should be the winning answer. Clarice Starling. Cher from Clueless.
Ooh.
Vivian, that's Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. Hooker with the Heart of Gold. Sandra Bullock.
You couldn't get through.
I couldn't do it, man.
Seriously.
Well, she was in fact a hooker.
Like, but why do you always
and she did
say
in
that
fact
same
have a heart of gold?
Because she had a heart of gold, and she looked out for
but
the.
But just leave it, just one time. Just leave it one time. And I thought he was gonna.
Well, I know because earlier he didn't say
gonna.
It, and I was like, I know he's gonna do it.
And by the way, co-mingling the first
why
time they're together with Lucille Ball. I mean, it's disrespectful to Lucille Ball. She's going around in the. Tomatoes or whatever that scene is.
What are you
is.
Talking about?
And I get...
What are you doing?
I'm moving
She's
on.
She's going around... Lucille Ball
Lucille
is
Ball
going
did
around
not deserve
in the
that.
Tomatoes.
She didn't deserve that. And Sandra Bullock can speak...
You said you wanted to be Lucille
and,
Ball.
Well, I just bought a book on her. I'm going to get to that soon. And Whoopi Goldberg's character in Ghosts, I don't remember her name.
I'll vote for Clarice.
No.
I vote for Cher.
I love Cher.
Cher, Clueless. Cher, yeah. Clueless.
She's already got it. That's three votes. Three votes and a five-person crew means that's it. Congrats to Ed with the answer of Cher.